Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Give it up for your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am J.T. Foreman and I am here with my good friends, Engineer Extraordinaire Terry, The Beast, Michaels.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. You're here.
Maybe I'm here. You don't know.
Maybe he is.
Maybe.
And of course, the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Turn your love around!
So you can stick it in the booty?
Yeah.
That would be the reason for turning love around.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Terry Michaels, check out his YouTube videos. Some of his stand-up comedy's on there. And look him up on Facebook. And John Jones is Super Negro Champion. You can find him on his website at supernegrochamp.com or on Facebook. We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 11, so for my insensitivity in episode 10, I would like to apologize to black people, gruel, crucifixes, 80s slang, French fries, sexy bitches, and money shots. Those last two kind of go together, don't they?
Sexy bitches and money shots?
Yes, they do.
Word.
If you would like to know specifically what I am apologizing for, please check out episode 10 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, group, place, thing, or idea I missed, or to make any comments, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, Willie Nelson is riding dirty.
Willie Nelson is riding dirty.
Yes, he is.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
I ride dirty, bitch, because I smoke all the chronic and I...
That sound like Seals and Croft or something.
All y'all crackers sound the same to me.
Please. You want to tell me rap actually sounds different from each other?
Yeah.
You're so full of shit.
Yeah.
You don't even listen to your own music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put the white guy voice and then give it a twang. And then you got the southern white guy voice.
That was fucking horrific.
I know it was. I'm sorry.
You had to apologize to white people for the first time ever.
I'm going to have to apologize to impersonations.
Yes. Absolutely. I completely agree. I completely agree.
So how's it going, guys?
And it has been a long-ass week.
What has it been a long week?
It has been a very long week.
Same here, fam.
Let's see. Hold on. All right, here we go. In the last week, I've had my car stolen. I'm glad you can laugh at that, Joel. Are you laughing at my car being stolen? Seriously?
I'm laughing at the idea that somebody would steal a car that costs less than your watch. Not John Jones's watch.
Hey, man.
Your watch.
My car could have outran that Kia you drive easily.
Ooh, well,
easily.
See, that's why you. That's why I own a car with actually a negative value. Yeah. I have to pay extra every month just to keep it.
Yeah. Insurance is like, so
the
really?
DMV sends me a check for my registration. All right, that's how crappy a car I got.
Look, not only that, the car was broke down when they stole it. They towed
How do
it.
You steal?
They what? Towed it away.
They towed it away.
They used a flatbed truck to tow my car and another car. The other car they stole in the parking lot actually had four flat tires. Now, who looks at a car with four flat tires and goes, "Oh, I gotta have that"?
People trying to scrap them.
Oh, somebody that's got a whole bunch of tires already.
So they used a flatbed tow truck, and they towed it away. It's probably chopped up and in Mexico by now or whatever.
It's
probably eating a lot of salsa at this point.
This is going to ruin my whole method of protecting my vehicle here, because usually I don't get a car alarm for my car. Number one, what's the point? Number two, I always just make sure I park next to a car that's much nicer than mine. So if a car thief shows up, they're going to steal the other car.
The new cars are getting hard to steal. I know.
I'd like to point out that it was the black guy who said that. Not me this time.
This time.
This time. Usually it's me.
It is.
But not this time.
And look, I called 911. This is a very interesting story.
Did they laugh at you? I'm sorry.
No, it's worse than that. I didn't know the number just for regular, let's call the police to say hi or whatever.
Yeah.
So I call 911. I get a recording. Wow.
Someone's squealing their tires outside at the, they're doing the more third than floor studio at Denny's.
They're doing,
is somebody doing donuts in the parking
I
lot?
I think
out
so.
There? It's your, wow. That's your car out there.
That's
right
probably
now.
My that's, car.
They yeah. stole your car so you could do joyrides in the parking lot.
That's incredible.
That was pretty long.
Anyway.
It's making me paranoid.
So, yeah, don't even bother to call 911.
That's a small penis.
Yeah. So I call 911 and they say, and this is how it ends. Thank you for calling Fresno County Police Department Dispatch Unit. All of our dispatchers are busy with other emergencies. Please stay on hold and the next available dispatcher will be right with you. And I'm like, really? And then it gives you a menu.
Press 1 if you're being stabbed in the heart.
Yeah.
Press 2 if someone is shoving a broom handle up your ass.
If you
press
need
three
assistance.
If someone stole a candy bar from your store.
Yeah. If you need assistance, press 1. Okay, look, I already did press 1 twice right after the 9.
Yes.
Okay, that's my first issue. Second of all, I'm not calling you to see how Debbie is, all right? I'm calling you because I have issues. I have a reason, okay? So I sit on hold. The lady answers. I said, look, it's not an emergency, but I need to know the number for non-emergency stuff because somebody stole my car. They give me the non-emergency number. I call it. That same woman answers the line. Yes. Yes.
That's
it's ridiculous.
Nice.
For number 3, for medical emergencies, press 3. What if I've just lost all my fingers?
Are you dialing with your nose or your
yeah, exactly. What if I dialed 911? An axe murderer cut my hand off. Now I'm screwed. I was on hold for 2 minutes. You know what could happen in 2 minutes?
Oh,
I could have sex twice. Okay, I could have sex twice, and I could have been stabbed or shot.
I can get turned down 3 times.
Well, probably 4.
Or you could be like in that movie Ghost, and a bunch of
New
black
Year's.
People will come and drag you to hell in 2 minutes. Give me a dollar.
Yeah. And this is the second time I've lost my car. First time I had my car stolen, actually accidentally left the keys on the hood on the top of my car, and I went to check into a hotel. I was at a gig in Sacramento. I was actually it was the week I was recording my first album, was at Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. I throw the keys to my car on the hood or on the roof of my car, and I go inside. I had just heard the new Van Halen song. I was all excited, so I was distracted. Okay. Yeah. So I go inside, and as I'm checking in, I hear the fan belt of my car squeaking. Like, wow, that really sounds like my car.
Is that your car alarm? Sort of.
Yeah. And it drove right past the lobby of the hotel, and I'm watching it drive away. That's my car. Had all my golf clubs, my luggage, my credit card, my everything in it, right? When I called 911 there, the lady says, well, there's been a murder down the street, so it's going to be a while for the detectives to come and talk to you. And I said, really, did he have a car? Because I kind of need a ride. I mean, he's not going to need it anymore. The lady said, sir, that's not funny. And I said, well, maybe not, but it's
not to you or to the family of the victim.
Yeah, but
to
hey,
me.
It's going
to
be funny on stage tonight when I'm on cursing.
Yeah.
So that was the one part of my week. Then my grandmother had emergency heart surgery. It's been fun. It's been a good week. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. All right. So what has been your problem? You were saying you're having a bad week too. What's
I'm
going
not
on
having a bad
down?
Week at all.
You better not. You got a brand new car.
Oh, so you're just trying to, you know.
No, I'm a bit tired. Uh-huh. That's why I thought we were going to talk about, you know, why we're sleepy. You know,
know why you're sleepy because you're getting booned to the loving. Is that what you always say?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Look at
his
face.
You did that right.
Up. His face lit up. I said, Boone Tune Lovin', and
it's the best. Yeah, no, I got a new ride.
I like how he says it. I just got a new $35,000 car. It's all good.
Well, I got lucky to get this. You know, I found out recently I have a good credit score. And that by itself could be a horror film. Like, you know, niggas with good credit score, the movie.
Well, hold on. I don't want to sound like a dick.
I have a terrible credit score.
Do you have a good credit score, or did you marry a good credit score?
No, I had to have a good credit score.
Really? Well, you're going to co-sign for my $35,000 car.
Actually, my credit score is higher than my wife's.
Wow.
She's 688. That I'm 703.
That should be the movie right
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
That should be the movie.
Boy, white people be scared everywhere. Oh, that was so frightening. Oh, Jesus. Nigga could buy anything. I couldn't believe it. He had white man credit. That's why I called it when I got cracker credit. They were like, oh, if we let you out of this story now, someone else is going to try to sell you a car. So please just buy this car, nigga. Please buy it with us. Please, please.
Awesome. Awesome. I am taking you car shopping. I'm taking John Jones car shopping.
But that shocked me because, like, just a few months back, remember I was trying to get the Omega. And they were like, no, nigga, you can't have it. No, nigga, you can't get nothing.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Oh, you got the Omega.
Yeah, I had to pay cash for it.
Oh, well, damn. Sorry to hear that, John.
Well, I was trying to, you know, I was trying to get it and, you know, do the whole build my credit thing with it. And I didn't know it was that high. So now I'm going to go back.
My credit sucks so bad, T-Mobile's like, oh, look, motherfucker, you need a deposit.
I tried to open a checking account at California First Federal Credit Union, and they wouldn't let me.
Dang.
They said my credit score was too low. I don't understand. How did they not let you open a checking account because your credit score is too low?
It's getting real stiff here in this country, man.
I wasn't asking for a credit card or a loan. I was asking to
open. Because they give you all that crap when you open an account. I was going to put $1,000
of my own money into their bank, and they said, sorry, your credit score is too low.
Well, that's because they'll give you
credit. Did you want a checking account or just savings account? Because they'll take your money from
you. Oh, they would let me open a savings account. They wouldn't let me open a checking account.
I just want an account with a card.
A debit card, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you can't get a debit card with a savings account, at least not there. That was why I had to open a checking, and they wouldn't let me open a checking account.
Well, I thought you had a debit card.
Well, I do from the checking account that I have at Bank of the West.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I wanted to go to the credit union because I just wanted to switch to a different bank.
Oh, got it. And so now you can't switch.
Yeah, pretty much. They got me. I can't do nothing. Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. Stop trying to get away. You stuck.
Oh. Well, hey, John, what time is it?
My love.
Speaking of Omegas.
Oh, snap. You niggas. It's 9:22.
That is a nice watch, man.
It is. It's a nice watch.
That watch is nicer than my car.
I want another one now.
And you know what? That watch actually goes faster, too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
It goes faster than my car does. It's more expensive than my car, and it is more likely to get you laid than my car.
Well, but you do. Yours is a station wagon, so you could actually have sex in the back of it.
Yeah. Uncomfortably, but yes.
Blindfolded and roofied.
Probably blindfolded and roofied. Don't judge.
But, you know, the car.
I'm not judging. I'm just being factual.
The car I got, though, nobody else here in town has. And there are more GTIs in town, but not the package.
I see a lot of Volkswagen. And, you know, honestly, I don't want to sound like they're sponsoring our show. But
although, if they would like to sponsor our show.
Sure. I'm upset you had to trade in your other car because I'd be driving a green GTI right now.
The other one?
The green one.
It was black, huh?
Was it black? Okay, I'm colorblind. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were green. Anyway. Yeah.
He doesn't like Martians.
I'm an alien racist.
It was black.
Was it black?
Yeah, it was a black.
I thought it was green.
It was kind of a black metallic Mark V.
Okay.
They call it black magic.
That is one thing, though.
They call it black magic, really?
Yeah, the bank will tell us black magic.
You got the new car, and it's white.
And white power?
Well, there's white lettering on a shirt. Is he not allowed to wear that, too?
Yeah, Joel.
Well, he's got to have white lettering on the shirt so it'll show up against the background of the shirt. It's dark blue. What did you think I meant?
Nothing. Write that down for your apologies next week.
I'm going to have to apologize to blue shirts now?
No, to John Jones.
Yeah. I'm feeling the hurt, Joe. I'm feeling the hurt.
He'll hit me later. Don't worry about it.
You think that's how I solve all my problems? What if I just cry? You know, I could just cry.
You're not me, man.
Really? I could not imagine.
You're very sensitive, man.
Why do you think black men always want to hit people? We have other ways of solving problems, Joe. We shoot them. I mean,
Once again, I'd like to point out that it was the black guy who said that.
I know.
Me.
What is this? You're anti-black this evening almost.
What's hanging out with us crackers too much.
Yeah, you guys
cracker.
You guys are brainwashing me, man.
Cracker.
You got the car from Auschwitz.
You
know.
Yeah, German car.
You got the Autobahn package.
That is sweet.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, John, but you're in Fresno, California. There's no Autobahn here.
So?
Well, Texas is a bill just passed their legislature to their state legislature to raise the speed limit to 80 miles an hour on their freeways.
You've been to Texas, Joel. Nobody wants to be in that state for very long.
Everyone wants to get out real fast. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, if you're driving from Houston to El Paso, it's like 800 miles of desert, you know, so.
You should be able to go as fast as you want in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Well, up in Montana, the one time I was
this
there.
This is the guy that made us go only 80 miles per hour the whole trip to L.A.
Shut up.
Well, that was
he was watching too. Like, I saw it.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want us to go slow when we go down to L.A., you should have me drive. Because my car is not capable of going very fast.
Look, man.
The first time I drove over the Grapevine, I got passed by a Winnebago that was towing a boat.
Dang!
I'm not kidding.
I did not say anything.
Old lady
on the
in the passenger
back.
Seat passed me, flipping me off. Get that damn thing off the road.
Because we were too busy cracking up.
On the way back.
I distracted you.
You were doing 100, over 100 miles an hour on the way back. Don't look at me like that because I know you were.
No, you was. You were sitting behind me. Weren't you?
Make fun
maybe
of
one,
me.
Once or twice.
He was distracting you with the ghetto Darth Vader impersonation.
Oh, that was tight, man. That was tight. That was tight.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I don't want to hear that shit.
Fuck all that.
Yeah. Fuck
you
all
cut
that.
Off my legs, one of my arms, and you burn off my balls.
You let my balls burn in the lava. You got to die.
You come back here to my ship wearing the same outfit that you were wearing.
When you killed me.
When you cut off my limbs, and you're going to come here and talking all that smack. I don't want to hear that shit.
Nigga, I don't want to fuck all that, nigga. you died today, cuz. Darth Vader is gangster, dude. He was. Don't make me kill you.
It's hilarious. Don't make me destroy you. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. The most exciting thing happened to me in the last week is probably the government shutdown. Because working at the IRS, we were worried that we were all going to get furloughed. And then they wait until the last minute on Friday. We're like half an hour from being kicked out of the door, and then they came up with a budget deal. But it only goes through Thursday, so we get to deal with the same shit again this week.
Aren't you essential?
No, I'm not essential.
Really?
Nope.
Interesting.
But here's the problem. People, you know, they send the stuff in, do the taxes, and we send it out. The IRS has 40 days from when they receive somebody's refund to get the refund back to them, or the government has to pay interest on the refund. So if we all get furloughed, it's going to end up costing the government a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if someone's getting a $10,000 refund, and then it's late and we got to pay interest on all those because we were all furloughed. You know, they're doing a government shutdown because they're worried about the budget, and then they're going to end up fucking up the budget even more.
You know, it's interesting.
By furloughing everyone.
They told my wife she was essential.
Is she working in the mailroom?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Anyone who is for payments, the people who process payments are considered essential. Mm. But people who process refunds are not.
Got it. Okay.
So paying the government money
is important.
Is important. But the government paying money out.
Fuck them. That's what they're saying.
We'll write you a rain check.
But they did say you'll get to work, but we're not sure when you're going to get paid.
Oh, by the way, I am saying these things. These are my personal opinions. I am not empowered to speak on the part of the IRS. There, now I won't get fired.
Okay.
Hooray.
Nice.
Yeah. They handed out this thing to everybody there. It's if a member of the press comes and talks to you, you do not have the authority to speak on the behalf of the IRS. Send them to this number. And make sure that you say that you're saying your own opinion. So that's my opinion. I think the shit's fucked up. That's what I think.
Well, okay, look, I'm not an IRS employee. Okay, so there's no possibility they could fire me. So here's what I think. Fuck that. Bullshit. All right?
Yeah, fuck all
I
that.
Think
yeah,
if
fuck
you
all
work
that.
For the government and you're in charge of a budget and you can't come up with a budget, you should be fired. Okay? All you cocksuckers, all you teabaggers that are doing all this bullshit, holding up everything over some lame ass. You know, I saw the money that they are fighting over is equivalent that if it was $1 million, it is equivalent to $400.
Yes.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. You're all out.
Well, it's a $1.4 trillion budget, and they're screaming and yelling about $30 billion.
Yeah, which is like they said the equivalent of $400 if it was $1 million.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. If you can't balance the budget, you should be fired.
You know, the members of the House and Senate make somewhere around $175,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Fire them. Fire them.
What, 535 of them?
Yeah. Mm. Fire
damn,
them.
That's a lot of money. I bet they're getting fired.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh,
fire.
Yeah, they're caked out, Jack.
Fire them. If I don't do my job, I don't get rebooked. You don't do your job, you get fired. Mm. Okay? You don't do your job, fuck you guys. I don't care where you are on the level of government. They should have a backup person for everybody that runs the government. And if you can't do your job, they go to the backup person.
Yep.
And if they can't do their job, then it's anarchy, just kind of like it is already anyway. So
it's about to get real bad.
Yeah.
It's about to get real bad. That's why I'm like, man, dang.
$4 a gallon for gas.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's rape.
Oh, yeah. Man.
If we all...
A decade ago, it was $1.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I was a senior in high school.
It would go up and down between $1 and $1.50 10 years ago.
I rode a motorcycle for 2 years of high school. Gas was 97 cents a gallon. I would put $5 in on Monday and not have to put gas in until the middle of the next week. $5 even in a motorcycle wouldn't get me a day, maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. And I really think that it's our fault. As Americans,
because we keep doing it,
because we let them, because we're lazy. We're genuinely lazy. If everybody stopped and said, "Guess what? Nobody's going to work. Nobody's doing anything," and shut this whole country down for 2 days, oil companies would be begging us to say, "We'll give it to you for $2 a gallon. We'll give it to you for $2 a gallon." But we can't do that. And nobody's going to want to do that.
Well, I think they need to eliminate the commodities market, frankly, because that's the biggest thing that drives up the prices.
They should send Batman over to the other countries.
You should use oil.
Our Batman or regular Batman?
Our Batman.
Oh, then that's Black Man.
He's a Black Man. He can use oil as lubricant.
He should go over there and rape all those guys.
Oh, man, I got stamina.
Yeah.
Oh.
And gas would be back down to $1.50 a gallon.
After they stop bleeding.
All right, that's my soapbox. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't disagree.
Fuck them, fire them.
So, April 2nd was International Pillow Fighting Day. Do you guys have a nice pillow fight day?
That's for gay guys.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, pillow fighting, not pillow biting.
Okay, Joel, either way.
National Pillow Fight Day.
Ooh.
Either way, it's gay. If I'm going to fight somebody, it's not going to be with a pillow, all right?
Well, I know you. You drop a couple of bricks in the pillowcase.
No, I would do a Bad Boys. Remember this movie, Bad Boys? Sean Penn went. He got he took about $6 or $7 and got some cans of Coke, put it inside of a pillowcase, and beat the shit out of somebody with them.
I don't remember that movie.
That's what I would do.
Back when Sean Penn was trying to be buffed in a bad
That's
boy.
Before he was fucking Madonna.
Yeah, and then he got all weird looking and started doing milk.
You like me. You really like me.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's gay. No, I didn't have a pillow fight. No. I tried to smother someone with a pillow. Does that count?
In other words, Sherry's not happy.
I wouldn't have a... Would you have a pillow fight... John?
No. Nope.
Come on.
Real gangsters.
Just once?
Fight. No, pillow fight.
Come on.
No. You're just messing around with your girl at home.
I'm like, hey, it's time.
She hits you with a pillow and you just grab her and bend her over.
Or you just shoot her.
Hey, it's time. Turn the music on. Oh, yeah. Take that. Chubby girls never say no.
That's right. Yeah, they do. Sometimes they do.
If it's Joel Foreman.
No! No, but Joel doesn't like chubby girls.
Yeah.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
No.
Give me a pillow.
No, I do. I like skinny chicks. I like skinny chicks.
Nothing wrong with that. More than skinny chick. He likes Skeletor right. From He-Man. No.
Only if he's riding that cat.
Man.
Ooh. I really feel dirty now. Thank you.
He likes his girl to be able to pick his locks with her arm. Boldar and the forces of freedom. Yes, Boldar can break into any car. Joel, so attractive.
All right, so actually today is a significant anniversary. It's the 19th anniversary of Sam Kinison's death.
Yes. It's a horrible day, and you know, it sounds stupid, but I remember exactly what I was doing when I found out Sam had been died. Do you remember?
No.
It sounds stupid. It's not like it was JFK or something, but I remember where I was at when JFK died, too. Oh, yeah, I wasn't born.
Yeah,
see,
I wasn't
exactly.
born yet.
No, I remember exactly.
Well, I mean, the current one is probably, do you remember where you were when you heard about 9/11? That's the modern day version of it.
I was driving down the street on the way to work at my job at Taco Bell.
Driving down the street on the way to my job, working at Taco Bell.
I was a manager and I actually was listening to the radio when the second plane hit.
Well, I was at work at Kinko's in Houston, Texas. And somebody came in and they said that, and the first thing I thought was, I'm surprised nobody thought of trying to do this sooner.
And I was in jail, sitting there with my jawbone open, looking at the TV, thinking it was a bad movie plan. But it was real.
Mm. Oh, it was real. I was sitting on my floor. It was a Sunday morning. My daughter was with me.
We're talking about Sam Kinison.
We're talking about Sam Kinison now. And a friend called me and said that fat guy that yells that you like is dead.
And dad?
I looked in the paper, and he had been killed the day before. Hit by a drunk driver in the middle of the desert. On a two-way road by a teenager on their way back from a truck rally. Doesn't get too much more redneck than that.
No, it does not.
So, yeah, it's,
only if he had pig feces on his pecker.
I was on Facebook today, and Bill Kinison said that he was going to do a shot of Jack Daniels in honor for his brother like he does every year. So we don't have any Jack Daniels here, so I guess we can't participate.
I have a glass of water.
I don't think Sam ever drank water, ever. So
not when he was driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Or performing on stage. Or
Sam Kinison is one of the biggest reasons why I do stand-up comedy today. Mm. Absolutely the biggest reason. Mm. I felt that if you listen beyond the screaming and beyond the cursing, there was legitimately funny and clever material.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, his jokes are really good. And there another thing I really admired about him was he was one of the first people to start really hitting the Bible.
And accurately
accurately hitting. I mean, he was a Baptist minister before that, or evangelical preacher before that.
Yeah.
So he knew what he was talking about. And I remember in an interview once, someone asked him where he came up with some of his jokes about stuff from the Bible, and he says, "Well, when preachers are sitting around, what do you think we talk about?"
Yeah. No kidding.
Like, well, you know, they spend all their time working on working with the Bible, so I imagine that. You know, I would think that they notice that kind of stuff when they're reading it.
Could you imagine sitting around? And the Kinison brothers were as big as Oral Roberts nearly.
Yeah.
The older Kinisons, Bill and their oldest brother, whom is apparently gone now too. But Bill and his oldest brother were traveling ministers, and Oral Roberts tried to get them to join in his little shindig. And they said no. So yeah, they were big. They were big preachers, and
I don't think it was Oral Roberts. It was who's that guy? He is a traveling evangelical minister. He doesn't have a TV show, but he
was it Jerry Lewis's cousin? What was his name? Jerry, you remember Jerry Lee Lewis? It was his cousin.
I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah, that sounds terrible. We have our facts straight here at Bitter Comics. Anyway,
they were a big deal in the, but then
especially
Sam,
in the South,
Sam got divorced, and that ended his because even now a preacher gets divorced. Also, well, if you can't even handle your own family, how can we
trust you
to give guidance to ours is the attitude, it seems.
But really, who else is better to counsel you about bad relationships than someone who's had them?
Who was it, someone said that he can't understand why anyone would talk to a Catholic priest about anything to do with relationships, or because I believe his exact words. Sorry, preacher, you got to show me proof of purchase.
Well, here's what Catholic priests
got to be a virgin. You know, he can't have sex at all. Of course, he doesn't have to be a virgin. Might have had sex before he became a minister. But this guy can't get married and can't have a girlfriend. So, how are you going to ask him or be able to talk to him? What is he going to know about that kind of relationship, really?
Well, here's what Catholic priests could tell you about. They could counsel you on relationships with altar boys.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
I mean, they could. Sorry about that.
Sometimes you got to get them candy.
But the late great Sam Kinison, 19 years ago.
Yeah, you know, today. The thing about him is that he, when he was famous, he was doing a lot of drugs and drinking all the time. And then he had started cleaning himself up toward the end before he died. And then a drunk driver killed him. You know, someone else who was wasted ran over him. Yeah. So, you know, he should have just kept drinking and enjoying himself because, you know, it didn't do any good, you know, trying to. But why is it that so many people in the entertainment industry, it seems like there's a much higher likelihood of an entertainer getting messed up on drugs and alcohol or something like that than people from any other occupation. And I don't think it's just the money. Because there are cheap drugs out there, so I don't think it's just the money that does it.
Mm. Yeah, I've always had that question too. But Terry was saying earlier that we all have our flaw.
Who else would be in this business besides somebody who's fucked up?
Mm.
Who gets up in the morning and says, "Hey, guess what? Today, I'm going to read a script, and I'm going to become someone else and let somebody videotape it." And then we're going to show it to everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to do it once. I'm hoping to do this 100 times and be 100 different people.
Yeah.
You can't be right in the head to think that would be fun. Comics, how fucked up do we have to be to say, okay, I'm going to spend hours coming up with an opinion, and then I'm going to get up with no background, no help, nobody to stand behind me, and I'm going to throw it out there, and I want to see if I get an immediate positive response. You have to have, I mean, maybe balls the size of this room, or be completely fucked in the head.
Well, someone once asked me what the difference between why become a comedian. And, you know, and to me, the difference between a comedian and a regular person is that a regular person, they think everyone has weird thoughts that pop in their head. A regular person has one of those weird thoughts pop in their head, and they'll think, "Oh my God, that's disgusting," and then they'll shove it out of their mind. I hope no one saw me think that. I hope no one ever finds out that thought actually crossed my mind. Whereas a comedian will think that, "Oh my God, that's disgusting. Where's a pen?
Got to write that down.
I got to write that down because I'm going to be standing in front of 150 strangers tonight. I need to repeat it.
Yeah, I need to let them know I thought that." You know, who, and a lot of the times it's personal stuff. We talk about personal things when we go on stage. I do a joke about peeing in the bed because it happened to me. Who else would stand up in front of 100 people and go, "Hey, guess what I did last week, guys? I pissed my pants in my sleep.
Maybe when I was seven, but.
But you have to be a special kind of fucked in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To want it and not just, hey, this sounds like fun. Most comics that do this and really do it, they crave it. It's like a drug in itself. Mm. So I think the psychology of a comic is something that hasn't been studied, because a lot of us are dark. Mm. I mean,
is that a black reference?
Emotionally.
You set yourself up for that one, man. You set yourself up.
Everybody has skeletons in the closet. Everybody.
Yeah.
Comics are the ones that open the closet and say, come on out, I want to introduce you to my friends.
Or not my friends.
Or strangers.
Well, you know, I listen to a couple of podcasts that are done by comedians, Comedy Death Ray and the WTF podcast that Mark Maron does, and the Nerdist podcast is done by Mike Hardwick or something.
The
Nerdist podcast.
Or the Masturbation.
They're all done by people who are professional comedians, and they have other comedians on interviewing, and it's amazing to me how many of them talk about how much of the material they get from sessions with their psychiatrist.
Mm. Mm.
You know, a lot of them are seeing a psychiatrist, and a lot of them apparently have a notebook of their own when they're in there talking to the psychiatrist, because they end up, you know, something that they say to the psychiatrist, then they end up using that. For me, I can't afford a psychiatrist, so getting on stage is the closest thing I've got to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But,
Absolutely. I hear you, even though I don't quite agree, but I hear you.
Oh, wow. All right.
But that's not the reason why I get on stage. I think I get on stage, for me, it's like, okay, this is something I'm good at, you know.
Yeah.
And a man, you know, you got to, in the end, find out what you're going to do with yourself. And I've never really put my heart into anything. You know, I've mm-hmm. just kind of dabbled around in my life. For me, I go, all right, I'm sticking with this, Jack. You know, I don't have the instant fun like a Terry Michael has or you have. You know, oh, it's my turn, I'm about to get up on stage. Ooh, crave it like that. But I'm always feeling so much better after I've done it. So it's a healing for me.
But that's exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's nearly the same thing. We're all different.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't perform in a week at least once, it's like not getting laid.
Hmm.
I know what that's like.
I was not going to say anything, Joel, but...
No, you were thinking it.
No, actually, I wasn't.
You were going to write it down and say it in front of a group of 150 strangers. I knew you were.
It is the one and only thing that I like better than sex.
Hmm.
If someone offered me stage time in front of 200 people or sex, I would take the stage time.
See, for me, I guess that used to be lifting weights for me.
Yeah. Everybody has their thing.
Yeah.
So, and it's a bond, and you bond, you know, or whatever. It's so.
I'll tell you what I do like about the comedy, though. The fellowship.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I like the fellowship. You know, you get your own, basically around here especially, we got our own cliques now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, since I started working and all of the comedy shows are during the week, if it weren't for this podcast, I wouldn't have any kind of comedic outlet at all. So thank God you guys agreed to do this. Otherwise, I'd be sitting at home just...
Will you
probably
pay us,
telling
Joel?
Jokes at the wall.
Well, you pay us, Joel. So
yeah,
that's
yeah. I'm paying you?
Oh, yeah. You forgot? Yeah, I've got an invoice for you right here.
Oh, shit.
Man, you got to break off that bread, nigga.
I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Richard Pryor said that, and let me see if I can semi-quote him, stand-up comedy was the only thing he liked better than pussy. And the reason why he did drugs is because he wanted to chase that high that he got on stage. So I think sometimes for comics, they're chasing the same high they get on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
And addiction is for people that are damaged in some way. Most comics are damaged. I'm damaged.
I can admit I'm damaged.
You know, another thing that I think might, and it not just for comics, but for entertainers
I'm
in
so
general.
I'm so glad you guys are here.
I love you, man.
Terry, you been drinking?
What's going on?
For entertainers in general, I wonder if the fact that there's so much more alcoholism and drug use in the entertainment industry in general is, I wonder if it's because they have more free time.
Yeah, that could be. Comics work, what, an hour a night?
Mm-hmm.
But think, yeah. Well, I mean, not but, counting, of course, they spend a lot of time writing, but you still end up with...
it's on the nights they're working, they do all their liquoring up. From what I've seen with the comics, you know, it's the night that they're doing, you're doing 3-4 shows a week. And I think a lot of it comes from, it takes balls and a half to get up there and do this thing. People, like you were saying a few episodes back, motherfuckers think you can tell a good dick joke and that's the job. And
it's
those
not
are,
the job.
No, it's not. Those are ones that fall on their face, Julian Aguilar. those are ones that fall on
Let's
their face.
Let's not name drop.
I'm not going to name drop at all. Terry, not going to do it.
I'm from, yeah, never mind. Anyway, I agree, Joel. I think, and probably there's comics, entertainers, we all have issues. Okay. Nobody would want to be in front of that many people and not have some sort of issue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The long and the short of it is, Sam, we miss you, and you know, he's probably up there right now, or wherever, whatever you believe. I know Joel's got this look on his face like, you're not really going to say this, are you? But he is with wherever it's at. He's hanging out with Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Mitch Hedberg, Bill Hicks, and the gentleman last year from the roast that we were just talking
about.
Greg Giraldo, and many others, Charlie Chaplin, all these guys. Can you imagine the open mic that's going on right now? could you imagine coming up to the mic? You may have seen him, I don't know, everywhere. Maybe some of you guys don't know him, but he's new here. Give it up for Greg Giraldo. Could you imagine?
I just
Hendrix is in the band. You know how they always have music? And that's the music he's coming up to with this all-star fucking band going on. Imagine the jam session.
I imagine it's a giant roast in the sky, and every time another comedian dies, they get up there on the dais
and they roast
him.
And
then everyone roasts him, and then he takes his spot in the panel, and they wait for the next great comedian to pass away.
Either that, or they make fun of comics that are alive. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Richard Pryor up there making fun of Bill Cosby? You.
I mean, look at the nigga's eye. Look at his eye now. How did I creep over like that? Look at him.
Ah! So
too many pudding pops. Look at him.
Yeah. I'm not saying I would like to die, but I would love to see that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All these former stand-up comics, just the roast. That would just be awesome.
That's if there's a heaven for comedians. It's a roast.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We would get bumped every night.
That's true.
Hey, Terry Michaels, look, we're going to need you to do 10. Oh, guess what? Greg Giraldo died tonight, so you're being bumped. So could you come back next week? Or just do a quick 5. Do a quick 5. we're giving you the light.
Already? I ain't even said a joke, man.
Oh, man. But next week, Louis C.K. is not starting to do coke, is he?
Yeah, no
shit. I don't want to get bumped again next week.
Because he was partying with me last week, and that motherfucker.
Man.
That would be great. He was
supposed to be having me up a couple years ago, and then Mitch Hedberg passed away. It was finally came around my turn again. God damn it.
That would be awesome. That would be something that would be great to see. They're all fighting over who's headlining. Richard Pryor's like, I'm not following Carlin.
Yeah,
I am not following Carlin.
Yep.
I'm not doing that. So.
Man.
Anyway, Sam, here's to you, and we hope not to see you soon.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys have a favorite Tim Kinison joke?
I do. I have. Yes, I do have a favorite.
I have one too. Kinison.
My favorite Sam Kinison joke is, I've read the Bible, and I've read the resurrection story. And what I get out of the resurrection story is this. Jesus was never married. Because no woman would buy the resurrection story. First of all, he leaves on Friday with 12 of his good friends. Doesn't come back until Monday. And his hair's all fucked up. Looks like he's partied out. No way to get hold of him. And there's Mrs. Jesus on stage going, "Well, Savior, I'm glad you could find your way home." Awesome joke. And how he says how he's had to, "I had to fight the angel of death, crawl out of a grave, get my fucking soul back, come home to this shit." So, and incredible, the view of it. Nobody could have thought of that but Sam Kinison.
How about you, John?
"You live in the desert! The girl's out there!"
Oh, see this?
No, send him money. We need to send him luggage. Send him U-Hauls. send him a guy like me. He says, "You live in the sand."
See this?
"You live in the desert.
No girls out there."
My favorite one was he was talking about how he's been married twice, and he's, you know, the devil must get really bummed out when a married guy shows up. "Oh, you've been married? Shit.
Shit.
All right, well, come on in. I'll give you the tour. See, over here is where we eternally torture the souls of people." Ooh. "Nothing really new going to be here for you. You've been married twice, huh? Wow. You want a job?"
"You qualify for the job placement program here in hell." So, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, same kind of similar. All right, so get a couple of news stories out of the way.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of these brilliant news stories.
All right, well, let's start with this. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled in favor of granting workers' compensation to a man who admitted smoking marijuana before being mauled by a captive grizzly bear at Great Bear Adventures near West Glacier in 2007. The court upheld the findings of the Montana Workers' Compensation Court, which previously characterized Brock Hopkins's actions as, quote, "mind-bogglingly stupid," but ruled that marijuana use was not a major contributing cause of his injuries.
Hold on. He lived in Montana.
Yes.
But playing with a bear was mind-boggling stupid. Mind-boggling stupid. Moving to Montana was not?
Apparently not.
Okay. Just checking.
You got to check on these things sometimes.
I wanted to make sure. Yeah, okay.
Hopkins was severely injured on November 2nd, 2007, when a grizzly named Red attacked him while Hopkins was attempting to feed the animals.
Sounds like a black person's name. Red. Big Red, got you, man.
You expect the bear to have, you know, one of those, you know, flannel caps and the plaid shirt.
Yeah, he was fishing. Overalls. Red was fishing. Yeah.
Fishing.
"Man, you interrupt my fishing time with this?" Biting in my head like an apple. Lord, his teeth are sharp.
Well, he was the bear attacked him while he was attempting to feed the animals at a privately owned drive-through park. He applied to receive compensation through the Department of Labor and Industry the following month, but was initially denied. Great Bear Adventures owner, Russ Kilpatrick, opposed the claim because he insisted that he never asked Hopkins to feed the bears and he was not an employee. The Uninsured Employers Fund, a division of the Department of Labor, also opposed the claim, though conceded that he was an employee. The Supreme Court ruled that Hopkins was employed by Kilpatrick, that Hopkins was acting within the scope of his employment, and that he worked for financial compensation and not aid and sustenance only. See, apparently the owner of the place is saying, "Well, he wasn't an employee. He was just some homeless guy. I felt sorry for him, so I hired him to, you know, fix a fence once in a while. You know, he wasn't an employee, though. And I certainly never told him to go into the bear cage and feed the bears."
What homeless guy would do that?
I don't know.
A homeless guy goes, "Hey, you know what? I'm qualified to feed Red. Fuck all you guys.
I'm going to go on in the cage, too." Yeah, throw that meat from outside the stage. "Hey, Red, nigga, here you go."
I'm going to hand feed him.
Yeah. I'm not going to come in there with you, Red.
"You got any change, Red?" "Hey, Red, you got any change?"
Throw it out to me.
Yeah. Kilpatrick, who carried no workers' compensation insurance, testified that he gave Hopkins money not as wages but, quote, out of his heart, and that he technically was not employed by the park. He said he was helping Hopkins, who was facing the prospect of incarceration after smoking marijuana while on probation. The owner of the place, he represented himself when he filed opposing the unemployment workers' comp claim.
Well, he must have done pretty well.
Yeah. Hopkins was, he said in the brief, quote, Hopkins was never an employee but a volunteer and entered the bear enclosure after being told not to disturb the bear going into hibernation. That's good advice. Look, that is good advice.
Look, because when people interrupt me when I'm trying to sleep, I get pissed off too.
You going to interrupt Red while it's nap time?
Yeah.
Oh, Red, you're not playing. I thought we were playing.
Kilpatrick also argued that Hopkins had smoked marijuana before the mauling, a fact that Hopkins admitted during the trial. The Supreme Court, citing Workers' Compensation Court ruling,
that would explain why he decided that
declared
to do it.
Grizzly bears, quote, are equal opportunity maulers.
So without, we maul you too, Terry.
Without regard to marijuana consumption.
Look, here's the thing. No, they would not maul me. Do you know why, John? Because I would stay the fuck away from them.
I'd stay about 10 miles away, yeah.
Yeah, the bear doesn't care if you're high, though, apparently. It will maul you either way.
Well, like, you ain't smoking a weed? I don't give a shit. I'm eating.
Do you remember a couple of months ago we did a story, a guy who tried to commit bearicide? He had felt so bad about the crimes he had committed that he got a bunch of heroin, and his plan was to go out in the woods, shoot up a bunch of heroin, get himself eaten by a bear. You don't remember that?
No, but this sounds like fun.
But anyway, this case got to the Montana State Supreme Court.
Well, because I got nothing else to argue about.
Apparently not.
It's boring here. No, I'm taking you to court over that.
Bam, bam, bam.
Judge Judy's like, I don't care. Just show me the evidence.
How come that girl's hair is so big?
Oh, Judge Judy or Red?
Red. Red's my nigga. I'm cool. Red, you trying to get that nap, man? Hey, turn the radio down.
Yeah, no shit. Turn the radio down.
Red, come over and knock.
You know what? Red wanted a hit. That was the problem.
Yeah, well, that might have been it.
Maybe you done smoked up all the weed? You didn't sell me a joint? Nut? You ain't got a joint for me?
You didn't even break off none for the grizzly? All right, it's on. It's on, bitch.
You gotta come see me, nigga.
You're getting mauled.
Oh, your teeth are sharp, Red. Stop playing.
Look, nothing will ruin a buzz.
Okay? I know.
Nothing will ruin a buzz like having your ass mauled by a bear. That would be so fucked up. That's a good waste of weed.
That's
a buzz kill. That's a good waste of weed. Right? Seriously.
Oh!
I thought rednecks were supposed to get drunk and go out and mess with bears.
Yeah, apparently they get high.
But they have big ass rifles when they do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, just go in there. Hey, Red, what's going on? I brought you some steak, nigga. What's going on? Red, wake up, nigga. Wake up. Hey, I brought you steak, Red.
I brought you some steak.
Why are you sleeping, Red? Why are you sleeping? I brought you meal.
Maybe if you kick him in the nuts, it'll wake him up. Try that.
Oh, okay.
He's just peeing on Red's head. Wake up, Red. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, Red. Time to eat your dinner. You my dinner now, motherfucker. Oh!
It's hilarious.
Well, according to court documents, Hopkins, the high dude, was summoned to the park to perform maintenance on a fence. That was what he was there for. He later mixed the food and went into the enclosure to feed the bears while Kilpatrick, the owner of the place, was asleep.
Come on. I bet Kilpatrick wasn't asleep for very long.
It's not.
It stings. Come one, come all. Come fix the fence.
Red, described as the largest bear in the cage, knocked Hopkins to the ground, sat on him, and bit his leg and buttocks.
Oh. He's going for the hind meat.
He was able to escape when a second bear named Brody bit Red.
What the fuck?
So another bear was in there, came to the rescue.
This sounds like jail.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it sound like jail? Yeah. He was going to rape him.
Yep. He was trying to get it. Hey, I'm opening that ass. Like, open
no,
that
this
ass.
Was my bitch.
No, he sold the other one some weed earlier. Hey, man. Got that dime bag for you, nigga. Oh, good looking, cuz. Red over there sleeping, though, man. We just get high by ourselves over here. It's time for Red's feeding, though. Let me go get him. Wake up, Red. Hello. Y'all smoke the weed without me? It's on.
Oh.
And the smaller one bit Red in the ass. Oh, you bit my ass.
It's hilarious.
So
Big. Sorry. What's the old Big Red commercials? Remember the gum?
Oh, yeah. Get those? Your breath not to be stinking with Big Red. Yeah, I remember those commercials.
I love that line from the legal decision. Bears are equal opportunity maulers.
Well, yeah. So basically, line. They don't give a shit if that's you're
awesome.
High.
That's awesome.
Or not. He just, walking down the street. Hey, if like mauling someone today, man, just... Hey, I'm gonna get Terry Michaels, man. He's sober.
That motherfucker ain't funny.
I want some sober meat today. I'm equal opportunity. I ate one high, motherfucker. I get a sober person today. Keep it fair. I gotta keep it even. I'm out of hibernation.
Should have got me on my birthday. Yeah. I probably would have tried to hug him.
Oh yeah, boy. You come here, Red. Come here. You can't bite nobody doing this, can you, Red? Hey, come on, Red. Come on, come on.
Can we all just love each other?
Come on, let me give you a hug, Red. Oh, I don't want to hit you, Red. Ow, Red. Hey, hey.
Okay, but don't leave any marks. I'm married.
All right, man.
You gotta bite me somewhere that you won't see. Bite my ass. Bite my ass.
Bite my ass. Knock me to the ground.
See the puncture wounds.
Knock me to the ground and bite my ass.
Yeah, damn, Red always playing. Try to bite someone in the booty and stuff all the time. I'm sick
kiss
of Red.
Kiss my ass, Red. Damn. Kiss my ass.
Damn. No, kiss. Ow, ow. Ow. I said kiss. Ow.
He'd stomp on his back when he tries to sleep again. Fuck yo, nap, nigga. Wake up. Come party with me. I'm high, nigga. I'm high.
Come party with
I'm
me.
I'm high. Need someone to talk to for a while. Until this high goes away. You got to wake up, Red. You got party pooper. Party foul, nigga. Wake up. I'm going to shave off half your fur. Fred. When you go to sleep.
So, yeah, he was trying to shave off Red's eyebrows.
Hey, what you doing?
He was taking a picture of him with his dick by his face. Yeah. And stuff.
Teabagging
white,
him.
White people do some creepy stuff when they get drunk and high. They do.
He's teabagging Red. He's Red woke up. Red, hey, what is Red hey, up. Oh, hell no.
It's nuts in my face. Oh, it's on now.
Oh, that's
I didn't
funny
mean to get busted
shit.
Doing it.
Waking up to the brown eye. That's why I bit him on the ass.
That's right. Oh,
he was trying to fart in his face. Hey, Red, sleep with this, buddy. He didn't know Bear's sense of smell real strong.
It's a good thing it wasn't light in the fart while he was farting. Oh, who knows what we would have done then?
Could you imagine? Just shaving off his eyebrows.
And you coming in on a belligerent. Hey, Red, nah, you party foul, Red. Nah, man.
Hey, Red broke the ultimate rule. You never pass out at a party.
Yeah.
No, you do not.
Because the other bear was awake. Oh, come on, Red. You tripping, Red. Quit biting him. You was the one sleeping, Red. How come I'm awake if it's hyper racing? Why am I wired awake with this nigga? You smoking crack with him. Why, motherfucker?
They were trying to dip Red's hands in some hot water.
CVP is bad. Red ain't having that shit in hibernation time, man. He's eating all he's going to eat this year. It's time for a nap, and y'all fucking it up for him. Y'all too fucking loud. He wants to move to his own cage now. I hate this roommate, dude. The next motherfucker wakes me up and is getting mauled. He comes in, hello, Red. Hello. Time to eat, Red. I brought some food for you, Red.
That shit's hilarious.
Oh. Okay. Moving on. We've got booby traps with shotguns. Mark Allen Garrett, age 45, was found dead inside his Eugenia Court home late Monday, killed apparently by a shotgun blast from his own booby-trapped gun cabinet.
What a dumb fuck.
Quote, there was a gun cabinet that was secured, but that if the door was opened beyond a certain point, a weapon in the case would fire, Orangeburg County Coroner Samueta Marshall said. The door was open beyond that point, she said.
I think they made a movie about this. Yeah, it was called Face Off.
It was called Stupid Redneck Asshole.
No, well, official cause of death is a shotgun blast to the abdomen.
Ooh, oh, hot go. Chili pepper. Oh, it hurts.
Yeah, so he set up a booby trap on his gun cabinet so no one could steal his guns. If they tried to steal his guns, they'd open it
so
up.
So then he tried to steal
but
his
But apparently
guns.
He forgot, I guess. I don't know.
Well, first of all, it's a gun.
Didn't they say he was drunk?
That's registered to you. Really worth blasting a fool to death over? Not really. Not really. It's registered to you. As soon as he tries to use it, it's going to be given back to you. Why you got to kill a fool over a gun? You that rich? You got 20 of them, nigga.
It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, well.
He's fucking dead now.
Well, no, they call that gastric bypass. Blam, I can't eat shit.
It's gastric removal.
Yeah, blam, oh. I'm going to get thin now.
Oh, Red.
Oh. Hey, well, come in there. Hey, Red, I got shot, nigga. I'm shot. You waking me up, too? You didn't learn from the last fool I mauled? That's what really
last guy just sat on him. Hello, you're in trouble.
Hello. I know, man. You waking me up, too? That's how he really died. It wasn't a shot. No. Went to Red's cage. Hey, Red, can't get right to the hospital, nigga? Come on, man. I can't drive myself. Oh.
Now Red owns a gun. We got bears to smoke crack, smoke weed, rape, and now they drive cars.
Yeah, you have the right to bear arms, and now the right bears. For armed bears.
This is the most imaginative podcast ever.
I was like, man, don't you know it's hibernation time? I ain't giving you no ride, nigga. You better talk to my roommate. He's still awake.
Okay.
Sean,
I so crazy.
Sean Collins of Scotland confessed to holding up a banking building in the city of Glasgow in the hopes of stealing enough cash to pay the $3,200 fine he'd been ordered to give his victim after being convicted of assault.
There you go.
I did it, yes.
He was ordered to pay $3,200 restitution to the person he beat the shit out of, so to pay the fine, he robbed a bank.
Which I think is amazing, because Charlie Sheen was ordered to pay $3,200 in prostitution. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he didn't rob a bank, though.
No, but he was ordered to pay it.
And let's see. An unusual burial may have outed the world's first known gay caveman.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whose bones were discovered outside Prague in a grave that indicates he was homosexual or possibly transgendered.
How the fuck did they determine that?
Yeah, fucking Brokeback Caveman. Jesus Christ.
Brokeback Caveman.
During the Copper Age, 5,000 years ago, men were traditionally buried facing west along with weapons and knives. But archaeologists in the Czech Republic say the skeletal remains of the newly discovered caveman were found facing east, along with household items like water jugs and pots, funeral rites almost always reserved for women in the region at the time.
And he was found with a dildo in his ass.
Maybe his homies just didn't like him.
Could be. Yeah. See, he's the guy who got drunk all the time. He was always showing up late for the raiding parties.
Waking up red.
Told you don't wake up red.
I just want to.
When you die, we're gonna bury you like a bitch. We're gonna bury you like the bitch you are. That's just the way it is.
How they know when he was gonna die is the question. Like,
well, he was buried in a with a rainbow belt around him.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Who killed him? Red.
What do they call his buddies? His gay caveman buddies? Is that what it is?
Wherever I may roam.
Stupid. This was in England, right?
Czech Republic.
Oh, whatever. Czechoslovakia. You fuckers.
Yeah. They all have bad breath.
All right, and let's see. Police report says 25-year-old Ryan James Stevens was charged with teasing a police dog in the Cincinnati suburb of Mason.
I've always wanted to do that.
Tease a police dog?
Yeah, well, you can't get out, motherfucker. Yeah, you barking.
Well, he was barking at the dog. The dog's barking at him, and he's standing there barking at the dog.
What's the dog's name?
It doesn't say. Damn. It just says the dog.
Red.
Red.
What a dog.
Officer Bradley Walker wrote that he heard the canine dog barking uncontrollably inside his patrol car while he was investigating a car crash. Walker says Stevens was making barking noises and hissing at the animal.
Hissing?
Walker reported that Stevens said the dog started it when asked why he was arresting the animal.
The dog started it.
What a dick.
And so he was arrested for harassing police dogs. A case of man barks dog instead of man bites dog.
He was
that was terrible.
He was arrested. He was arrested for teasing a police dog.
Yeah, it was a misdemeanor.
Stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, because I would have let the dog out if I was a cop. Oh, you want to have conversations with him? Go get him.
Sick him, Red.
Yeah, take him. Yeah. I'm going to jail for biting somebody's ass. I'm in a bad mood. Maybe I'll get some sleep. He's just tired. You know, he didn't feel like eating that day.
We're running out of time here. It's got a story about a high school prom where somebody handed out a bunch of pot brownies. People got sick. What happened to just spiking the punch with Jack Daniels?
Well, because I don't know.
Boy, things have changed.
Yeah, no kidding.
I spiked mine with ecstasy. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't go to the prom. Hold on. There was something different.
That would be the thing.
So that's why it was all hallucinogenic on the trip, man. I don't know how we got home. I don't remember any part of the trip. You say I was going 100 miles. I don't remember.
You were going 100, baby.
That was the best mood I think I've ever seen you in, actually. So that does explain a lot.
Me?
No, I'm kidding. You're always happy.
Chicka chicka.
I'm always happy. I think really. I'm gay.
No, what we're saying is we're glad you're not being
the
a
proper
pussy.
Definition of the word gay.
We're glad you're not being a pussy and sitting in bed with pneumonia.
Yeah, I'm pussy boy, you know. Yeah,
okay, sorry.
All right, hundreds of thousands of people gathered last month in Mazar-e-Sharif to celebrate the Persian New Year. Yay.
Yay.
They had the customary food ceremonies and, of course, camel fights.
You want to know what I got to say about that holiday? This is Sparta!
Camel fights.
Camel fights, yes, that's right. A 2,400-year-old tradition in parts of the Middle East and South Asia. Camel fighting takes place the one time of the year when the camel's emotions are running rampant enough to entice the beast into battle. Their mating season.
So the camel thinks he's going to get some trim.
Yeah.
And instead he gets to fight.
Yeah, they get them all worked up because they think they're going to get laid, and then they put two male camels next to each other instead.
One of us.
Yeah, they'd be fighting too.
Then they accuse them of being homos.
Because someone's getting, the loser's getting penetrated. That's all I know. Move your hump out the way, man.
The Selçuk Championship, named for the Western Turkish city where it's held, draws about 20,000 spectators each year. Fans enjoy eating camel meat while watching the camel fights. That's just wrong.
That's horrible.
That is wrong. You go ride them and eat them.
Well, it's just like eating
and
chicken.
And rape them.
It's like eating chicken at a cockfight. Yeah, that's not right at all. PETA, of course, is not happy about this.
Oh, my God.
Quote, I think it's one thing for animals to spar with each other in their natural environment of their own volition during mating season. It's another matter entirely to starve an animal for 3 months and raise that animal's aggression. People always try to use tradition to justify horrible things, but it never makes those practices right. Yeah, good luck convincing the people in the Middle East to be nice to the animals.
And the words of Darth Vader, I won't hear all that shit. Yeah, nigga, I won't hear all that shit.
Let's see. In recent years, the sport's popularity has experienced a decline.
That's their version of NASCAR.
Yeah, I guess so. Leading event organizers to create new spectacles such as the Camel Beauty Contest.
They put dresses and shit on them.
I don't know. A critic once
a lot
said,
of freaky deekies going on that night.
Okay. A critic once said camels, quote, walk like constipated polar bears. But despite this, some appreciate their aesthetic qualities.
How the fuck does someone in the desert know what a polar bear walks like?
I don't know.
Especially when it's constipated. How are you getting close enough to know it's that's fecal matter situation?
That is a lot of fucking cheese right there.
Yeah, real talk, man. You ask Red how they walk. That's how you know.
They walk like this. When I'm constipated.
I would think camels walked like Egyptians.
Oh!
Kale!
One of the judges said, quote, camels are very sophisticated and realize people are watching them, so they're trying to pose.
That is a horny sand guy. That's what that is.
Some camels will stop, open their back legs, and wave their tail. No, that camel is mooning you, dude. That camel
it's tired
is
of you kicking
you
it in the back of the neck.
His butt.
It's tired of being kicked in the back of the neck to go faster. That's what
gayness.
They do to get him going. Kick him right in the back of the neck.
Gayness.
If you kick me in the back of the neck, I'm going to show you my
gay.
Ass, too.
Welcome to gay.
Well, we are getting late on time here. You guys got anything exciting going on this week?
I'm going to be on TV.
Really?
I am taping Comedy Time at the Ice House.
Oh, yeah.
May 25th.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I figured I'd just make that announcement.
Awesome. We'll have to talk in more detail about that in the next couple of weeks.
Word.
Anything else happening this? Anything going on this coming week? Are you going
to
be out?
I think I'm going to be at Rockwell Trout's in Bakersfield.
Okay.
Maybe.
So if you get the numbers right.
If we get the numbers, we come to an agreement with my agent. With me, basically.
You've got to make sure you got to be compensated. You know, that's all I'm saying.
And Tuesday, I will be at Guadalajara's working on my set for my TV appearance.
Awesome. John, what's up with you?
Oh, I'm going to still be, brother's been on fire lately. hitting all the spots, man.
Literally. You've been on fire.
Yeah, it's been hot to the motherfucker. I've been doing my thing with the comedy, so I'm just going to keep doing it, man. You know, that's pretty much it. I'm just going
to... going to Guadalajara's Tuesday or Taipong's Wednesday? Anything else?
I'm just, yeah.
And you better get on the stage or I'm going to whip your ass.
Why is always, yo, I'm Terry, sorry. Yo, buddy, yo, this is my time. Yo, Joe gave me my time on the microphone now, buddy. Okay, so, you know, I'm telling him what's going on, man. Okay, just, you know, spit out, pal. No, fuck all red in here.
Next time the chess club is here, we need to get one of those timer things that they use for their
bing!
For their game.
Nigga, you up. Bing. Yeah, just doing, I'm going to be doing all that and breaking in the new car. That's about it.
Well, I will be waiting to find out if there's going to be another government shutdown on Thursday. But I'll be working, so I don't get to do comedy anymore. God damn, I miss doing comedy. I'll be glad when tax season's over. Anyway, one last... What's up?
You government? Like
you're about to say something.
Government, fuck you. You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Yeah, you know, what's his name? Donald Trump is thinking about running for the Republican nomination. That. Yeah, yeah, we're in a bad economy, and we're gonna vote for a guy whose primary name claim to fame is firing people.
Yeah, and
yeah, I don't think we need Donald Trump as president.
Can't even manage his own fucking hairdo. I'm not turning over the budget to him.
Thank you. That hair is out of control.
And he's filed bankruptcy how many times? Like twice?
Twice.
I know.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, God.
Fuck that guy.
And how's he still? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck that guy. You know, fuck the government.
If I were to declare bankruptcy, they would take my car. This dude got to keep his fucking casino.
Yeah, well, there
this
you go.
This is bullshit.
There you go, word. He'll fit in the government perfect.
Yeah. One last thing before we go. Following his release from a North Carolina prison after serving 7 years for armed robbery and breaking and entering, Jonathan Hurley, age 25, acquired a T-shirt printed with his own mugshot and the words, "Making money is my thang." Investigators say Huntley or an accomplice dropped the T-shirt while fleeing a residence they robbed on March 29th. The suspect turned himself in last week after police asked Charlotte residents for help identifying the man on the shirt. Okay, so he got his own mugshot put onto a T-shirt, and then either he or, it says an accomplice, or someone else, left it at the site of a robbery. I think he's being framed, because even I can't believe that someone can be this stupid.
They are.
What, he's going to go somewhere to rob a place and take his shirt off and drop it? Because they found the shirt with his picture on it at the scene. That's why they're connecting him to this.
You should represent him in court.
I don't think he did this.
You want to start a fund or what do you want to do?
But I do have a really bad joke about it.
Oh, here we go.
They say I robbed a house, but all they got on me is this lousy T-shirt.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Anyway,
and with that,
we out, nigga.
We out. These and other exciting jokes you can hear every week on the Bitter Comics Podcast. Terry, thanks for coming out.
Word.
John Jones, thanks for showing up, doing the podcast with us.
Ball game.
It's good to see you guys again, and thank you everyone for listening. And we'll talk next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.